Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Have you ever had hope knocked out of you by someone in your life? For writer, author and comedian Jessie Cave, this was something she experienced in the early stages of her acting career. In this clip, Jessie talks to me about the letter she would write to the director who treated her so badly it changed how she felt about acting. She told me about the fear people feel to speak out about traumatic industry experiences and the importance of inclusivity and respect.
It was very early on in my career as an actress before I realised that I'm not an actress, really. The way I got into acting, it was bizarre, and I'm a writer and that's what I am, but He just did everything you don't want somebody in that position of authority to do, in terms of make me feel small, like be a bully. And the industry has changed a lot in this last, 15 years that I've been in it. 16 years, really. But it's still got traces of this kind of director that needs to go. And
how old were you?
I was 20, but a very innocent 20. Yeah.
I've got a kid who's nearly 20, and if somebody shouted at him, I'd punch them.
Yeah. I feel so angry. Yeah. I was allowed to be treated like that. I was shouted at. I was just made to feel like I didn't know anything. I was new. I was innocent. And I was hopeful. I had hope. Mm. And what he did is stamp that out as soon as he could. Like, the idea that you can just...
For nothing more, for no result more than his own sense of self.
Yeah, because he is worried about his career.
That's what I don't understand about people who behave in that manner. And where I work, that is standard protocol to treat young, desperate people who are desperate to work where you work, to treat them with such disdain in some sense of you being powerful. The outcome is never better work. Like, you know, if behaving like that got you the most beautiful outcome in the world, I could almost see why somebody would do it. I still wouldn't think it was right. Where's the upside other than making you feel powerful?
Exactly. And sure enough, that's almost exactly what happened a few weeks later after, like, one of the biggest incidents. There was many. He came up to me and was like, I only treated you like that because I knew how talented you were and I wanted you to work harder. First of all, offensive, because I've always worked hard. But the idea that he was trying to teach me by being kind of brutal, is just laughable. But at the time, you just accept things and you just want to impress people who have that kind of status. And the old kind of way of the industry working, which was that you you prove your worth and you do what you're told and you play ball.
Yeah.
You don't be different. You do the role that you're cast in and you work hard and you respect people, obviously. But what he did was change me so quickly from being kind of a young, hopeful person who believed in good and that things could be quite nice.
Yeah.
Things could be nice.
It's a jolly thing, you know.
He just squashed that instantly. And as a result, every single job I've done in the industry has been full of fear. And it's only recently that that's gone. With my sense of self growing, becoming a mother was huge.
Like, yeah, your age and becoming a mother, definitely.
And doing jobs that I've done myself.
You do when you've, like, you know, I don't know, had your perineum setting up. Get a lesser sense of what fucks to give about things,
yeah.
I would say.
But I resent him
I'm not
for
embarrassed
that.
By things anymore. Like, there's nothing you could do.
But yeah, like, it does give you a sense of, oh, my 20s were shaped by that instant and I resent him. And when I see kind of young women who haven't had that kind of life-changing jolt, yeah, into, oh, this is actually the truth. The industry is actually quite a horrible place. Mm. And you are going to be, unless you really just, you try your best to, like, stay out of any trouble whatsoever. Oh, my gosh, I feel so angry.
I wish I could say I thought that this was... I mean, I think it is gendered. And it's more likely to be men... Just because there are more likely to be men with power and women seeking positions and feeling like they have to behave in a certain way just because of cultural norms. But, you know, I've seen women behave in this manner as well, like paying you dues sort of thing, that idea that you... Well, it was shit for me.
Yes.
I'll make it shit for you too. And it's just like, I don't know what lesson we're all learning here, but to be terribly cynical and only make dark art.
Yeah. Well, again, there was just so many people involved in this particular job, which, because of this man, were all playing his tune. They had to. There was no other way. So I think I learned so much within such a quick period of time that no one is going to protect you.
Mm.
And you have to make your own way. I learned so much that I had to just not get involved in this kind of thing again. I never got any offer, so it's fine. But this person did change me completely. And I resent that. I've always been like slightly cynical person anyway, but I hate the fact that someone else took that from me.
Yeah, it's fine to, you know, being a natural sort of...
Cynic.
Cynic. You know, I'm really proud when my children say really cynical things. I'm like, good on you.
But when someone shapes you...
Yeah, but to have something have hope knocked out of you is pretty damning.
I feel like the industry is a much more inclusive place now. But for somebody who
I think
wore...
some of that is probably a bit of a facade. But, yeah, I like to think it's... I mean, certainly where I work is, you know, very similar power dynamics. And it could easily slip back, is what I'm saying, is that some of it is a facade and it's short-lived, and you could see how easily the culture slips back into exactly the way that it always was.
Exactly. So for somebody who wears big glasses, who isn't... like very, very, very thin, who is a bit weird. I was always called weird. And it's like, that would not happen now. Like, you can't... Like, can you believe that
to
even
me,
15
years
ago...
To me, I think you're
ago,
classically beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
But, like an English rose.
But I was made to feel like I was an alien. And it's just like, that would not be okay now to be made to feel like I should comply with social norms and dress a bit more, you know, actressy and take off the big glasses. And like, it's just crazy to me that
I
this
presume
is...
you like being able to see.
Yes, exactly.
What a privilege.
And I like the style of big glasses. I feel so, when I see girls now being encouraged to be different, to be bold.
Yeah, yeah. There definitely is more of that. What I always think about awareness is you should never let awareness be a fig leaf for actual change. Like, so if you look at, like, disability awareness over the years, like, we are much more aware of mental health issues in people. There's much better representation of disabled people on the screen and things, and that is all absolutely brilliant, and it's important that disabled people... At the exact same time, services and poverty amongst those groups have absolutely spiralled, and sometimes, like, you know, having a pin badge to wear about inclusivity is a total fig leaf for actual change that changes something. That's why I say, like, we have to be really careful it doesn't get pushed back, that when it's changed forever and it can't go back. Now, some of the sexual harassment stuff, specifically in that industry, I actually think that it was a tidal wave and it will crash down and be better. I still think it needs, you know, work, but I don't think we will go back. But, like, actually, it just takes one season of a fashion change to make it so that only exceptionally thin women who look young and can go out with men on screen who were 30 years their senior. It's, you know, we're not far from that happening all over again.
No, I would even say that we're in it again.
Yeah.
Especially when you keep getting these kind of this certain generation of male directors who are still working and are still. Even though they've changed and they, you know, they're casting, you know, lots of different types of people, different shapes and sizes, and like,
do you want a fucking cookie for putting a slightly, you know, a size 12 woman in your? It's just like, oh God, how big of you? Thanks. It just needs different storytellers.
Yeah,
I think is actually the industry needs to be much more fundamentally shifted, and it matters more so than most. Both the industries that we both work in matters more so than others because it has an effect on other people's lives. I get that, like, it's really important in finance and all that, but actually, when our culture. That's what little girls grow up watching. That's what disabled kids grow up watching. That's what people living with severe mental health grow up watching. Like, it needs to be about them.
Yeah. And so I feel, like, really hopeful that these kind of experiences that I had won't be replicated or they'll slowly stop happening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. You can listen to the rest of my conversation with Jessie by scrolling back to the 4th of May 2023. It's episode 17 of series 2. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them all about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.